My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Go Loud. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tangent Time. I need to rant about something. I've never got so many hate comments in my life, right? I put up a video the other day. Did you see I went to the dentist?
Oh yeah.
So guys, since I stopped smoking, my gums have... This is so TMI, like, and very vulnerable to even say, but my gums have never bled more in my whole life. It's like a massacre every time I brush my teeth. Now, they've stopped, but we'll get into that. So I was panicking. So I went to my dentist for a clean. The odd time here and there, I would get a little bit of bleeding gums. So I'd know, 6 months time for a clean. I'd go and get my clean done. It would stop, right? Everyone gets bleeding gums from time to time. You're lying if you say, my gums have never bled. So went and got my clean done like 2 weeks ago. And my dentist said to me, I am a little bit concerned. Like your gums are bleeding a lot. Like when I'm cleaning them, like literally blood everywhere vibes. So he was like, look, keep going, use your like periokin gel, anybody with bleeding gum is going to know what that is, course it all, and if it does not stop in 2 weeks, come back, because maybe we might need to get you to see a periodontist. I panic, okay, because my whole family has, not all of my family, but a lot of my family have periodontal disease. Do you know what that is?
No. Tell me.
Basically when like gingivitis becomes irreversible and like the bacteria starts eating the bone. You know when you see people and you can see all of the roots of their teeth?
Yeah.
That's periodontal disease. Now, very treatable, very manageable now, but didn't used to be as manageable, but now it is very manageable, but it's incurable. Doesn't go away. And basically your gums pull away from your teeth. They start forming pockets. Your gums start receding. Scary fucking stuff, okay? And I noticed that on my left side, my gum line, see there, it's higher than on my right side on one of my teeth. So I'm convinced it's 2 weeks after my clean. My gums are still bleeding. I'm noticing that my gum line is higher on one side than the other. I'm convinced. I'm like, this is it. I have fucking periodontal disease. I'm only 29. I'm going to have no teeth left in my head. I am sobbing, lads. Like, I mean, you'd swear that somebody had died, okay? Sobbing, crying, like in tears crying, okay? Go into the dentist. She takes an emergency dentist, €150, might I add. She takes a picture, or an x-ray of my mouth. She's like, my appointment hadn't went through, but I was in such a bad state that the dentist was like, I'll see her anyway, okay? That's because I booked it online, but it hadn't actually gone through. Go into the dentist. She is this lovely woman, okay? She's like, straight away, she's like, okay, this is reversible. This, you don't have periodontal disease. So, because you can see it on an x-ray. You can see that it...
That the bone is still intact.
Shows bone loss on an x-ray. She was like, your gums are not receding. Your gums are healthy, just a little bit inflamed. And she showed me how to use... So, Lauren, what I have to do? Guys, yous are listening, so yous aren't going to know. Because I have crowns, a lot of my teeth are joined together, which means I can't...
You can't brush between them.
Floss between them. Like my front teeth, I cannot floss between them. So I've been using a water flosser. But a water flosser, they're effective, but they're not the best. I don't think. Like, I think if your teeth are separated, they're probably better. Like, mine are all feckin' joined together. My worst mistake, I'm going to get them redone and get separate crowns put on each one so I can actually floss. But anyways, I have...
They're not separate.
No.
That's all one tooth.
One.
Oh.
One. Yeah.
I never knew that.
So bad.
I thought they were like individual.
No. So bad for your gum health, guys. Anybody that is going to go and get turkey tea, I can't talk you out of it, but make sure that they're separate crowns. That there's not... My front four teeth are just one tooth. That is so bad for your gums. You have to be able to floss your gums or else you're going to get fucking gum disease. So when you have crowns... I've never had any bleeding gums, like gum disease before, probably because I smoked. And smoking restricts your blood vessels and doesn't let your gums bleed. So when you quit smoking, you see all this damage that's been done over years because your blood vessels are unrestricted and you can bleed. Okay. That's what, from my research and me being a doctor, according to Google, that's what I found. So, anyways, I have to get an interdental brush. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, they're the ones that look like pipe cleaners almost. Yeah.
And I have to stick it between this tiny piece of gum and my crown with the Periokin gel and stick it between there. It is the most painful thing. The dentist was
I'm literally shivering at the thought.
The dentist literally was like, take 2 Nurofen before, an hour before. She was like, it's going to hurt. It's going to bleed. But she was like, it's good. She was like, I know it's scary because I'm terrified. I'm thinking I'm bleeding to death out of my gums. Like, I'm so dramatic, guys. But like, this is what was going through my head. And she does it for me and the blood starts pouring out of my gums. And she was like, this is good. You're releasing all this like blood that's trapped in your gums. This is why you're so swollen. But she was like, thank God, she was like, you do not have periodontal disease. It's just a little bit of irritation and it's completely reversible. I'd say she thought I was ridiculous. Like, I'd say she thought I was on fucking crack, coming in screaming, crying over a bit of bleeding gums. But this was like new to me. Like, I'm really scared. I have a lot of insecurity attached to my teeth. So I think the thoughts of like having... There's nothing wrong. A lot of people, like 40% of people or something, have periodontal disease. There is nothing wrong. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong if you have it and if you're listening. But I think for me, it's always been a huge fear because I already have so much insecurity. And then on top of that, it's like, okay, I have crowns. So like, how would that work? Me having periodontal disease and crowns, it'd be even worse than just having periodontal disease. So anyways, ever since I started doing that, bleeding gone. Brushed my teeth this morning, guys.
Already?
No blood. I swear to God, and it's only been like 2 days.
That's mad.
Yeah. And it's like it just released all the, like, it might, now they bled like fuck the first few times. Like literally like I was a vampire after drinking someone's blood. That's, and the worst part is you can't rinse your mouth after because the gel needs, you can't rinse your
mouth. You have to let it set almost.
Yeah. So like you're just going around with all this blood all over your teeth, just waiting for your mouth to naturally like get rid of it. But yeah, first time this morning, brushed my teeth, no bleeding gums. She also put me on antibiotics because... I think because I was in such a bad state, she just wanted to give me peace of mind because I've never heard of anybody getting antibiotics for bleeding gums.
But she said they were inflamed as well, so yeah, maybe that's why.
She said maybe I don't even know why she gave me the antibiotic. I think it was because I was in such a bad state. She was like, okay, look, I'll help you. Okay, we won't leave it to just God to heal this. We'll give you the antibiotics. I've never heard of that before. Maybe it is a thing, but I don't think antibiotics alone can cure gum disease. Like it has to be... with other stuff. But I don't even think it is gum disease because she was like, it's just a little bit of inflammation. It's probably because of the vape, guys, realistically. Like, you know. So I've
But you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't have periodontal disease.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
F-
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
But sorry, the hate comments that I got on this video, right? Bear in mind, I'm a 29-year-old girl, and for the first time in my life, my gums are bleeding like fuck every time that I brush my teeth, and I'm becoming fixated. I'm neurodivergent. I'm becoming fixated on my gums. Lauren, I'm going to show you. Like, all I was doing was taking pictures, comparing. Like, I was losing sleep over it. Like, look at this. Like, my whole camera roll is just my teeth and my gums. Like, I mean, I was like obsessing over this, noticing any little difference. And people were coming to me being like, oh, but you waited 4 weeks. I didn't fucking wait 4 weeks. I went to the dentist and the dentist told me after I got it clean, if it doesn't stop, come back in 2 weeks. So I didn't wait 4 fucking weeks. But the hate comments that I got, like, let me read you some of them. 60 filtered comments.
60.
Yeah. You chew an apple through a letterbox, girl. Some set of Barry Nashers on you. Oh, that's so fucking original.
I was going to say, how many times have we seen that one?
I've never heard of that before in my whole life. Like, please, if you're going to insult me, can we make it original? Do you know my favorite comment ever about my teeth? Do you remember during the toy show thing? It was like, knocked the toy show set over with her overbite. Cheers. Kids are crying. That was hilarious. That was original. I love that. Like, the apple through a letterbox needs to stop because nobody can eat an apple through a letterbox, no matter how fucking big your overbite is, because the fucking letterbox is in the way. It's so unoriginal. Anyways, moving on to some of the like worst ones. Won't stop bleeding. Sorry, that was hilarious. Grow up and grow a pair. Sorry, I didn't know there was like an age limit to when you should be upset that your gums are bleeding. Like, after 5 years old, should you just not care? This is why so many of you are ending up with lifelong gum disease. Sorry, because you don't think that it's something to be upset over. Like, do you know what I mean, though? Like, if that the person who was writing this, if your gums were bleeding, you would just grow up and grow a pair. So what you're telling me is that you would end up with lifelong gum disease and losing all your teeth. That doesn't sound like what I want to do. Drama queen. Well, yeah, that's like my whole brand.
Do you know me at all?
Honestly, you're a good reason to delete all social media. Please do. Nobody's stopping you. It's not an airport. You do not need to announce your departure. Please delete all social media. If doing too much was a person, I kind of like that one because it's kind of true. Why are you crying when everything is okay? I don't know. I just couldn't stop crying. And then people start coming to me and like, are you pregnant? Because my first sign of pregnancy was my gums bleeding. And also, it seems like you're very emotional.
Oh my God.
I hope not. I fucking hope not. Kim, there's people that are dying in the world. Fair.
I love, to be fair, that could be commented anywhere. Yeah. That is just, even just the meme, do you know her face?
It's
there's
so
people dying, Kim.
Set up phone, press record, starts to cry. I wasn't crying at the beginning of the video. I started crying when I was talking about my bleeding gums because, guys, I don't think you understand. This, like, deeply ruined my life for, like, I thought that all my teeth were going to fall out. Like, I've witnessed, some of my family members have periodontal disease. I've seen what it looks like. I've seen the damage it can cause. And firsthand, that's probably given me a bit of a fear of it. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't think it's an overreaction to cry about it. Anyways, you have to be the biggest fucking drama queen around. What fucking age are you? So much plastic surgery that her face can't even cry. Do you want to know the funniest part about this? I only got my Botox done the day before.
Oh.
So I was delighted. I was like, Botox is working. Hang on, I have tears coming. Where's the phone? I need to record this. I could get many likes and attention from a private emotional moment. Do you know what?
I don't get why people give out about it because I will tell you face to face. I'm like, your crying videos are some of your best content.
Yeah. Yeah, it got like the, fucking... How many
only the ones where I know you're like... The ones where you're talking and then you break down.
Yeah.
Like the one about the bound apparel tracksuit.
Or the remember the one that I put up, I think it was December 2024, and I was like, guys, I've just been looking up Ozempic all day. Like, yeah. I'm such a fat bitch. Like, that's so funny. Like, I'm sorry. If you are sitting telling me that you never have moments where you are just ridiculously crying over something so minuscule and being really traumatic, you're a liar. And loads of people like that sort of content because it's real. Like, would you rather I come on and told you that I'm like amazing and great and never have anything wrong with me and never do anything wrong? Like, no, I'm gonna, that's who I am. I'm dramatic. I'm a drama queen. And that was real. Like, I mean, I was in such bad tears that the dentist gave me antibiotics for bleeding gums. I've never even heard of that before in my life. But I reckon it's because I was in such a bad state. She was like, I need to give this girl something to ease her mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just something so she knows that, like, she's not dying.
They're probably like little sugar tablets or something. They're not even real. They're just like, here, give this girl a placebo effect.
Like, I think the dentist was in, she was so nice. She was like, honey, this is reversible. Honey, you do not have. And then she showed me the x-ray and she kept saying, honey. She's like, honey, look, no bone loss. You're okay. Anyway.
Those x-rays are on Neve's fridge now.
Yeah.
Look, Alex, no bone loss.
I have healthy gums, everyone. But no, I was really scared to even upload that video because I was like, people are going to slag me and say, oh, you have gum disease. Like, you know what I mean? But anyways, it's only a few days later and my gums have stopped bleeding. So I was just being a drama queen. Right, guys. Bye. Love you.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.